If you're listening to this, it's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late, mate.
This is the Skelly and Maya Show.
And we're going to start in
5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we are back on the S&M Show. This is season 4, episode 4. Can you believe it, man?
Yeah, man. I can.
Yeah, you seem to be quite comfortable with it. Oh, you seem accepting of the idea that we've been doing this quite some time. It's crazy. Season 4, though.
This is our first one-on-one in a long time. In a very long time.
That's true. Yeah. It's been a minute.
I think,
man,
it might be that our first one-on-one this year.
Yes, it is. Okay.
It
is. Yeah. I mean,
definitely.
We're just ending the second month.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
I mean, it never goes that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And actually, I haven't even seen you.
That was weird. Like, literally, yeah, you came and I almost jumped. And I'm like, hey!
Yeah. Like, it's like, what's it been, like 9 days?
Yeah, it's been.
Let's never let that happen.
No,
again.
That's
too long,
that's,
man.
You've been working way too hard, man. Yeah, man. And yeah, man, it's but good to see you, man.
Good to see you too. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing better.
Good.
Better for seeing you. Mm-hmm. One, the studio was the busiest it's been in.
I noticed.
Probably, oh my God.
Since
maybe a year.
Wow. Yeah, maybe exactly a year.
Maybe a year.
Yeah, man. I was happy to be part of it.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
good.
I took a minute. You know what's different? I took a moment.
Oh, to save
it. I took it all in.
Good.
I was
good.
Like, I stood back and I looked at it, like, and I said, thank you, God.
Good.
This is good.
That's that presence of mind, man.
Yeah, man.
Good. Very good.
I'm still, but like, I mean, I'm super hungry right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I had the shit on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
All right, guys.
Crazy.
So I had, like, I was literally peeing from my ass all week. This is probably information you don't know. But I just have to give you guys, because I've missed you guys anyway. I was peeing from my ass.
Jeez, man.
For 2 days. And it was so bad.
Yeah.
I was too scared to eat. I was even scared to drink water.
That happened to me a few months ago. I had to call our friend Jinasa.
Oh yeah.
To be like, that's why when I told you about
you were like, yeah, try this thing.
She hooked me up, man. She told me what to do, and I'm good now. So
damn.
But it's that thing where you eat, and then you can start counting down.
It liquefies. You pee from your ass.
So bad.
And I was like,
that's food poisoning.
Embarrassing things are coming out from my
And body. The thing is, I know exactly where I picked mine.
Same.
Up from.
I know exactly where mine was from.
Mine was much less glamorous than yours. Where was yours? Don't say the name of the establishment.
I feel like I wonder. But okay.
don't destroy their business.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so a place in Ghana Street is Wusetu. Maitama.
Yeah.
So the place in Maitama, I went there and I'm supposed to have a burrito.
What? You deserve what happened to you.
Why?
Why are you having a burrito in Nigeria? I
was excited it's
already.
Like, oh wow, this place is doing a burrito. I've not had a burrito since I was in the UK.
This guy,
have a burrito.
You deserve that shit.
First of all, they didn't even fucking know what it was.
But it was on their menu.
It was on their menu. Okay, so let me tell you what I got.
And you still went ahead.
Let me tell you what I got. So
flatbread.
I went for
shawarma bread.
Dude, there was no fucking bread. Right, so I was on a brunch meeting with somebody. So
yeah.
She didn't end up wanting to eat anything. She just ordered garlic bread. But I was like, I don't eat garlic bread. I love garlic bread, but that stuff stinks on me. It stays on me forever, so I just don't have it.
I don't have that problem.
Like I will literally be smelling of it for 2 days.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
And if I work,
I had a bunch of garlic this afternoon.
Oh,
that's how I broke my fast.
Nice. So she ordered that. Like, oh, okay, and she was more about the juices or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And I saw the burrito. I was like, oh my God, I literally, you know, we had a cafe in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, huh. Lola Rock's Cafe.
Cool.
But the cafe was spelled with Faye's name.
Oh, yeah,
so
nice.
So for you guys who don't know, so Faye's my ex-wife. So
nice.
So yeah, it was my mother and my mom's name is Lola. So
yeah.
Lola Rock's. So the Rock's thing has been going on forever.
Yeah, that's
Lola
you.
Rock's Cafe. And then we did burritos there.
Mm.
And burritos were incredible. Cool. I was actually my own biggest customer.
Putting money back in the business.
Ate all the food, paid for that shit.
Yeah,
so I was like, wow, excited. Okay, great. Let's try the burrito. So it was called a breakfast burrito. So I was like, okay, they're going to pack it with more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
like
a meal.
That Tex-Mex.
It's a meal in the burrito. Then they bring me what looks like an overdone burnt.
I'm already angry. I haven't even said it and
see,
I'm angry.
Overdone burnt burger. Like the meat of the burger, no bread.
Ugh.
Two slices of of that squared off, you know, cheese in the wrap on the side. Like, okay, you put this on
by yourself.
And then an omelet next to it. Just separate it like that, like three pieces.
That's
like, like cheese in the pack. And it was no, it's still in the in the separate like two.
That's our yellow cheese.
Yes, two squares.
American cheese.
Yes, two squares of that American cheese.
Wow.
A slob of meat, burnt, and then an omelet.
I'm regretting telling you not to say which establishment this is
because it's that bad.
It's that bad. So like there's nothing burrito about
that. So I call her like, where?
What is this?
Where's the burrito? She's like, you know. I said, where's the bread? Where's the wrap? She's like, oh, you ordered breakfast burrito, and this is breakfast burrito. So if you order just burrito, then we'll give you bread. I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, I actually feel like standing up and leaving right now. I don't like what you're telling me so much.
Then you know, if the meat was like well done. Anyway, bottom line is, it was, apart from giving me the wrong thing and giving me the pile of shit, they now poisoned me.
Exactly.
And
you should have seen it coming.
It was bad. It was bad. Like,
sorry, I'm laughing.
I was suffering.
Oh my god.
I was so paranoid about so I didn't eat for like
of course not.
A full 30 hours.
Yeah. Have you weighed yourself since?
I don't want to.
Yeah, you'd be
someone even saw me today. Like, you look like you lost a lot of weight. Okay, it was Senna's back. You know, she traveled.
I saw her today.
Oh, okay, yeah, yes. She traveled, so she just got back and said something. She's like, oh, you look like you lost a lot of weight. I was like, yes, I have. I don't even need to. I know.
Yeah. I picked my, when I had the same thing you did, distinctly less, I don't even want to use the word glamorous to describe that place. One day, I still remember exactly where I was coming from. I was coming from the printer. I was printing wall art for my house. And I hadn't eaten, so I was doing my intermittent fasting thing. I was going to break at 3 o'clock. It was 3:30. So I could have driven literally 20 seconds, got to my estate, gone up to my flat and eaten. But I was driving, and I saw this guy roasting corn by the road.
That amazes me, that all that fire and all that.
Let me tell you what it is.
How dirty his hands.
It's their hands. It's their hands. You know that guy.
The newspaper that they wrap it in as well. That shit.
Exactly. Probably craps in the woods close by. You know he doesn't wash his hands. I've literally not eaten corn since that day. I've not eaten corn because it was horrific. And I got home and in my mind I'm like, hey, I'm eating corn. Then I said, let me even make it healthy. Now I made a smoothie. No, I had already made the smoothie the day before, so there was a little bit left. Drank that too, ate the corn. I can't remember what else I ate that day. I was like, I'm good now. Then in the evening, I'll just have very protein heavy diet, go to bed. And man, for the next 2 days, it was horrible. God. It was horrible.
You know the best part?
Yeah.
Or the worst part? And I know we've spent probably like 10 minutes talking about actual diarrhea.
Yeah.
I'm about to make it worse, but we'll, after this part, we're going to just move on.
Yeah.
So, mention corn. My actually look like corn syrup.
Oh, Jesus.
It looked like actual corn syrup.
That's really bad.
It was so disgusting. Like, I literally, like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know if there's anybody still listening to this show. Right now. This is wrong.
This is the worst.
How do you hear people say, oh, wrong?
Oh, wrong. Anyway, moving on from the shits, man. But I'm good now.
Good.
We're living solid now.
Did you? Did you work out today?
No, I did not.
Did you work out yesterday?
I did not. I haven't worked out.
You haven't worked out since this episode?
Yeah, this started on Friday night, all of Saturday. Okay. I was only able to be normalish on Sunday.
Okay. That's yesterday?
Yes, yesterday. And I didn't work out.
You have a proper dinner planned for tonight?
I do.
Okay, good.
I do. A really good one.
Good.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to do.
All right, that's nice.
But, you know, it's a fasting week, so...
Yeah, you can't overindulge. Speaking of fasting, Lent started last week.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, man, if I lived every day of my life like the way I live during Lent, I'd be unstoppable.
You'd be a supreme being.
I would be a supreme being. I would. And this is the third year running where... Bruh, I'm operating. It took 2 days, and I'm operating at a higher level.
Incredible.
Like, I'm going to bed earlier. Mm. I'm waking up way earlier. Mm. I'm meditating in the morning.
Nice.
Prayerful meditation.
Are you doing this on your own, or is it app assisted?
I'm using an app. Our friend, shout out to Ebele, gave me this app called Halo. And okay. It's basically Headspace for Catholics.
Oh.
And man.
Okay.
I won't. Well, it's the podcast, so I'll say it. First 2 days, I used it.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the meditation session, I was crying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm even getting emotional thinking about it.
Oh,
right
shit.
Now. Yeah, man.
You were deep.
He just unlocked. And that's related to something else that's going on with me. I think I need to. I've been talking about it for years. I need to see a shrink.
Oh, yeah.
There's things to unpack, man. Like, the scenario was so simple that the lady voice created in my head. And by the time it was done, I was just weeping. Like, I was just weeping.
Fuck.
Yes, man. So.
So you know the things to be unpacked?
I have a hint about what needs to be unpacked.
Okay.
Because the thing, the part of the meditation session that just got me going was towards the end. It's like the theme is spending time in silence with God. That's the theme. So they walk you through the whole thing and the breathing and all that. And she creates this scene in your head. You're supposed to imagine you're sitting by a stream, and then you're supposed to imagine God just coming and sitting on the bench beside you.
Mm.
No words, nothing. For some reason, I imagine God as my father.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was, I don't know. I mean,
at least not Morgan Freeman.
So. Yeah, true, exactly. That dude is they use him as God every time. So then the last bit was like, and then just imagine all the things you want to say to him.
Mm.
And that's when I just started weeping. And I know what it is. I think I carry a lot of guilt. I was telling this to Banky.
Talked about this.
Yeah,
well.
I carry a lot of guilt in two ways, and they are damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Mm.
I feel like I've been extremely fortunate in terms of in my life, and you know, I excellent education at secondary and university level. I got breaks that I didn't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the guilt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I took opportunities, but didn't take them as well as I should.
Okay.
As I should have. I've been absolutely reckless in parts of my life that I feel like, but I feel like I've gotten away with
it. With.
And then, despite all those breaks, I feel like, A, I'm not successful enough from a financial standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, I feel like because of all those lucky breaks I got, I don't deserve the success that I have. So I'm not successful enough, and I'm too successful at the same time.
Shit.
I'm both true at me from both sides.
Fuck.
So that's the sort of revelation that came from that.
Man, that's gnarly, man.
Yeah, man. It's fucked up. So yeah.
Because I'm guilt-driven, too.
And that's not the only dimension.
Heavily guilt-driven. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What's yours?
But mine has elements of the things you've said,
mm-hmm.
like where I feel like where you mentioned about things that you could have done
better. Mm.
Like I feel like we went to an incredible secondary school.
Yes,
but I feel like I just went through it. The school didn't go through me.
Yeah,
and I still need to really find out why I don't remember much of secondary school.
That's crazy to me because I remember so much.
You remember so much. I don't know if that partly makes it a bit worse.
Yeah.
That, like, it feels so extreme. Like, I really feel like I don't remember anything compared to you.
Hmm.
And I feel like everybody else remembers so much more. Did something happen? I don't know.
Huh.
So that bothers me.
Yeah.
When I think about it. I don't think about it much. But when I do, it does bother me. And then I carry guilt for a lot. Same thing. I also don't feel you know, I'm really trying not to bullshit myself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this, like, I want to drop the things that I say to comfort myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to pull the...
But at the same time, don't start talking negatively to yourself.
So at the same time.
I'm working on that.
So I pray for a spirit of discernment to know the difference.
Clarity.
Yes. Like, I want to know, okay, Maya, you're bullshitting yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, Maya, you need to tell yourself this anyway.
Yeah. So I need and Maya, you're difference. Selling yourself short when you do something great.
Yes. So I need to be able to know the difference and know when to pull out each thing. But in the sense, I one of the things I say or I've been saying is that I don't think I'm as successful as I ought to be because perhaps I don't have the capacity to be yet. So that's what I think that maybe there's still things I need to work out with myself because if I all of a sudden become super rich or super famous, I might just be a waste man.
I doubt it.
But the only reason I feel like it might not go that way is because I have someone like you. I have someone like you. I have, obviously, thank God, I still have both my parents. You know, I still have, I have a good circle. But left to me, I don't know. I don't know just how good I might be. I think I might just actually be trash.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would.
Yeah, I don't think you would. Sir, I wish I could see myself. I feel like I'm absolute trash.
All right, maybe a little bit.
Absolute trash person. So I think about that. So sometimes I tell myself, maybe you're just as successful as you should be right now. But I hang on to the fact that so many things are pending. Like, so many positive things are pending. Like, I know I'm on the cusp of it. I sense it. I know that I was built for more.
Big things.
Yes, I know there's so much more.
Yeah.
It's like, so I just hang on to that. Like, you know, I've still been prepared. There's still lessons to be learned. But I get impatient. I get impatient, then there are many times I feel like I don't deserve
what you have.
Yeah, I don't even deserve the things I think I will be.
Yeah,
I'm like,
but you know the crazy thing about, first of all, you deserve it because you're a wonderful person. But then the second thing about it is that's not how life works.
That's
not, if it's by who deserves.
Yes,
would have these. Half these motherfuckers, would they have what they have? I mean, look at our political class.
By the kind of persons, by the kind of people that we have here, exactly. Who are doing.
That is not how life works. That is not it.
Someone says sometimes money doesn't have a faith. Money doesn't have.
It doesn't.
Doesn't have. It doesn't. Morals.
Yes, it doesn't. It's not. It is a neutral thing.
Yeah, it will money go is to neutral. To where
it is not the root of all evil.
It's not. It's definitely not.
So it is a very neutral thing. Another thing I've been doing recently is. Immediately I had that first crying. I journaled.
Yeah,
and okay. I haven't done that in ages. So I just grabbed my journal and just journaled.
Did the app ask you to journal?
There is a journal feature
within,
but I didn't
but
I saw it after I had journaled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was so I've been doing that too. And then I you know, since we're being honest, I went to the barber yesterday. And while they were cutting my hand, they did this weird thing with my beard where it's now pointing.
Just
but I looked in the mirror and I was like, Skelly, you're getting old. Like, I just didn't look as youthful. Fuck you.
No. For the first time,
you were not gonna
I was
going to
be on your side because I feel the same.
Dude.
But people around me say no. Dude. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think you do.
Dude,
but I do. Feel it.
I found a third gray one.
Oh, wow.
So,
my fucking hairline is just. It's just trying to run away.
You're lying.
I feel like it's just that thing.
Your hairline is fine.
When I cut my hair, it looks fine. Yeah. Like when it starts to grow, it looks stupid.
Wow. I don't see it anyway. But, so I get home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, this is a problem. We're going to attack it. So I'm going to go. So today I wrote three things that I needed to do.
Okay.
Is dermatologist.
Okay.
Dental. Teeth whitening.
Yeah, okay.
And
We'll talk about that. Where are you gonna go for that? Yeah, I'll come with you.
Okay.
I have a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God I haven't booked it yet. But okay, I called for the price.
Yeah, yeah.
And shrink. So today I had a little bit of time between meetings. It was business hours, so I said, let me make this call. So I called the dermatologist, blah blah blah, told me the price. Okay, good. And booked the appointment. The dental place, price, booked the appointment. Shrink. Took out the insurance card. I know they'll cover it. It's part of our package.
Yeah.
And just put it back in my wallet. Like, it's the one I didn't pull the trigger on.
Oh, shit.
Yes, and I feel like it's the one I need the most.
I thought that's the one you would have done first.
Knowing myself, because the other things are superficial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am not really a superficial person.
Yeah.
But I put the card back in my wallet. Wow. It's just a step that I came to the brink and I just couldn't go ahead with it. And the reason why it's been on my mind a lot, there's someone I know who's had an amazing experience with it. Okay. Amazing experience with it. They've been through a lot.
Mm.
And it's really, really helped them, you know. So,
I know someone as well. But might even be the same person.
Might be the same person.
Yeah, but
so I need to. Mm. I feel like I need to pull the trigger.
But you know,
some of this stuff.
The good thing about what we know now and our awareness now, us as adults now, is that just because you didn't pull the trigger this time, that doesn't mean tomorrow you're not going to.
That's right.
And let's still celebrate the fact that, you know, the investments into self on the physical have started and started well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're just saying about how you've been you worked out Saturday, Sunday, killed it again today, and great.
Yeah.
And then now you're doing dermatologist.
That's the reason why I didn't pull the trigger.
Oh.
Because I worked out Saturday, feeling better. The endorphins are popping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I like what I see in the mirror.
It felt less necessary.
Yes. So it felt less necessary, but it's still lurking inside. I meditated and journaled this morning without crying. That's what's been going on.
Okay, man, that's a lot. So let's even push it back further. So Valentine's Day, was there anything there? Yeah, I didn't do shit either.
What?
Yeah, but you know, because we had a plan, and this is for you guys. We actually wanted to finally do the Notebook, you know.
Oh yes,
the Notebook review episode.
Yes, yes.
So we were going to watch Notebook for the first time, and then let you guys see our reaction to it.
Yes.
But another movie has come up that I think we need to watch.
Oh God.
No, it's not that kind of movie at all. I'm sure you've even heard of it. Is that Malcolm and Marie?
Never heard of it.
Oh yeah, is that Denzel's son? I know that's what he really was trying to get away from. The guy who's in Tenet, the guy who's in Ballers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him. It's not a love story.
Okay.
It's a movie. No, it's not. See, a sigh of relief. Thank God. It's not. But it's an arty movie.
Okay.
It's in black and white.
Oh.
No, I don't want to say any more about it.
Okay.
I just want you to watch it. Ibele and I actually had a conversation about it, the depth of it, and myself and Roslyn as well.
Okay.
So, you would appreciate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
It's not anything, there's nothing soppy in it.
Okay.
It's very harsh.
Okay.
It's like toxic communication.
Oh.
It's about communication or the... See, talking, how people... think they're communicating or they think they're talking to each other, but they're talking at each other.
That's really good.
It's cleverly done. And
I need to watch that.
And I feel like there's so many things that were done with purpose. Like the fact that it's black and white, I think it was trying to keep us from being distracted.
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't, I mean, they were in a beautiful house. You could tell it was beautiful, but you couldn't didn't notice anything in the house.
Mm.
Because it was black and white, it forced you to home in on the conversation and just what was being said, how it was being said, when it was being said. All those things mattered because everything, and it's just two people in the movie.
Wow.
You see no one else. And normally, movies like that, it's very hard to hold.
I would not be surprised if that movie was originally a play, just because of
the way it is. If it's ever going to be done on stage, I would actually watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a play. Two characters, one setting.
It's incredible.
Yeah, sounds like a play. I'm gonna watch that.
You
because of this.
I want you to watch it, and then if we don't end up watching it together,
yeah,
you can watch it, and then I want us to discuss about.
No wala.
And I want to even prep our listeners because I want. I don't know. I feel like it needs a panel, a lot of input.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
Really good.
I just had a flashback to our feminism.
Yeah, that one with that all one, the went back in the day where we didn't have equipment and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, back then we didn't have.
That was such a loud. It was an iPhone.
Jeez,
that was such a loud episode.
Crazy. Yes,
it was
a good one.
Yeah. So anyway, so moving from that, so the Valentine's Day. Now we're wrapping up February and we're going to step into March.
Can you imagine?
Is your work schedule getting any lighter?
Oh no.
Oh wow.
Oh no. March. March is brutal. So what
would you describe February as if March is what it comes?
February, I think, is still a bit of the.
February was intense and March brutal.
Yeah, like February, still sort of getting my legs under me a little bit.
Okay.
I think mentally I was in a very bad place. Before Lent, I was in a dark place.
Ooh, shit.
I was in a dark place. Like, not good.
Mm.
And a bunch of it is related to work. And I just feel like I'm not... So, you were saying earlier how you feel like you're destined for greatness and big things.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling I've been having is this my level? Like, is this my level? Is this where...
Have I peaked?
Yeah, have I peaked?
Fuck.
That's not good. Is this the best I can do? Because I won't... So it just feels like February, maybe getting my legs under me a little bit.
Mm.
And then in terms of work, it's very intense in March. There's a bunch of things happening. Like, we're doing... Not to get into it, but we're doing a lot of work on vaccine access for poorer countries and all that, and there's a bunch of moments that are happening, big meetings, international, all that stuff that we have to work on. So there's that, and because of that, there's something that the project that is nearest and dearest to my heart, that sort of, lack of a better term, made me. We're supposed to do a big refresh for it, and I can't even do it in March.
Oh, wow.
So I've had to push that to April
because
of all the shit that's happening in March.
Oh wow!
So once we get that out of the way, then I think it will calm down a little bit. They're already telling us to book leave.
Oh wow!
So I'm gonna I think I have some time left. I'm trying to save that for whenever we decide to do something. So
Man, that's crazy. It's weird that you said you're in such a dark place, because I was as well.
Were you?
Good. And it's crazy that we didn't. Yeah, it's crazy that we didn't find each other.
During that time.
And
maybe we didn't record.
Maybe that was it. You know, maybe that was what made it so dark.
Yeah.
And because same thing for me this year. This year just kicked off so rough, and I just felt like I was just trying my best. You know. You know when you're on a treadmill and the treadmill's going so fast and you grab the railings, and then you know that you got to get ready to move your legs. I felt like that's what I was trying to do.
I need Jesus, because when you said, when you created the scenario, what came to mind is kind of like when you're trying not to nod. You just go, stop. Give me a second. All right.
Catch your breath.
Okay. Let's continue.
Oh shit.
It's not happening.
So that was it. The treadmills, the treadmills is life, is 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to move my legs fast enough to, before, because I know once I touch down,
You have to.
And if I don't, I'm going to fall face first into the ground.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like. It just felt like I was trying to catch up with just my life.
Mm.
And, you know, and I was partly even also trying to just throw myself into work. And I was just believing that I could catch up, you know, just push. And I was pushing everything in all cylinders, pushing everything in all fronts. And then I felt like the push, you know, it's like anything, you can't stay tense for too long.
Yeah.
Like even if you're trying to choke somebody out, you can only squeeze for so long before you got to relax.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like. I've been squeezing, or probably even not even breathing. And eventually I had to take a breath. And I took a breath. And at the moment I took a breath, I hoped that it would be at the time when things would just settle a bit. And then it didn't. And I just damn. Like, I felt it at that point. I felt the weight of the year. I felt the weight of the end of last year.
Yeah.
Everything. And it felt really alone at that time. And... I don't even want to say alone is the word I used to describe. It just felt really dark. And I couldn't even find the light switch.
Yeah, I couldn't see.
It was that dark.
Out.
I couldn't see any. I couldn't probably even see my own hands. That's how it felt dark. And so, because you said it was a dark place. And same thing for me. It was so dark, I couldn't even find the light switch. I couldn't even reach out to... I wasn't praying.
Yeah.
I was finding... I wasn't praying at all. I was trying to pray.
And you
but I was not able to pray.
Try.
bad. I would do it. I would try again. I would try when I woke up. I would try when I was in the toilet. I would try in the shower. I would try when I was driving. This entire time, the radio will be off in the car. Complete silence, hoping for nothing to distract me. And I just couldn't.
That sucks.
It was trying to sleep in a nightclub. That's why it felt like trying to sleep in a nightclub.
That's a
it felt like there was
crazy.
Everything
way to
was
put it.
So loud. Everything was there was so much movement. There was so much. It just felt I just couldn't settle to do it.
Just couldn't find peace.
And then I just kept on saying, I realized one of my power cells is hope. And that's part of the reasons why it always seems like I have a new project.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because the hope of something just gets me excited about something. And I always come to you, and you know, you're really good at just, you know, like hearing me out. Yeah. But, you know, like, we're probably never going to do this. But, you know, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to acknowledge it with you because it gets me good. Like,
yeah.
So, but then for the first time in a long time, I had no new ideas.
Oh, I always have ideas.
Like
you always have ideas.
My problem is trying to slow ideas down.
They're normally always coming.
I had no new ideas.
Kai.
I had no new projects.
Kai.
The projects that were on ground didn't seem to be doing anything.
Our boxes.
What we want to do for main
Valentine's
business that got messed up. I felt really low. I felt my power cell felt completely drained. And I just said, I just need a win. I need a win. I don't even mind if it's a micro win.
Mm-hmm.
I just need something. Like, then I got a call from my business partner on Vital Era, the other company, and the contract that we've been trying to get for a long time. We got it.
Oh,
and I was
brilliant.
Like, and I was like, yes,
that's what you need,
a
man.
Goddamn
that's,
win!
Yeah, I didn't know this would have celebrated.
And then when I realized how good I felt from that, I was like, "This is what I just wanted to win."
Mm.
And then once I switched back to winning mindset, other things just started coming in.
Oh, brilliant!
Boom, this started coming in.
This is a lesson
and
for
then,
me.
Yeah, and then
I just need to manufacture that first win.
That's
struggle
it.
Just and get it
once
done.
You get it sets up the rest.
Mm.
And I've been feeling better. And then, like I said, today. We had the biggest turnout we've had
in a while.
In a year.
Yeah. I dare
say it's a year.
When I walked in, I was like, oh, this is good.
I was like, oh, shit.
Damn.
I literally came out from, because now.
Like the old days.
I came out from the office, like, whoa.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, you came out like a celebrity. I was like, oh, I felt like one because I didn't expect all you guys to be here.
Yeah.
And then more came and more
people,
came. And
more
I was
people.
Like, there was people over there. People over there. I was like, this is good. And the fact that I took a moment. I was proud of that.
Good.
Like, I know I'm in a better place mentally, and you know I'm learning to enjoy this.
Good. Good. You have to, man. You have to. You don't have a choice.
Celebrate all the wins, man.
All the wins.
Everything.
So
that's
why
I said, even though you didn't pull the trigger on the shrink thing, everything else counts. I think you should.
I think I will.
And even if it's not tomorrow, you do it. Whatever you do it. Great. But I'm thankful and I'm happy that you work. You've been working out. Thankful and happy that you made calls about the dermatologist. But what's up? Is something wrong with your skin?
Yeah. I just feel like it's not as popping as it used
to
be.
Oh, right. Okay.
So,
okay. You hit up the vitamin C serum?
Yeah, I've been.
You're
no,
on that?
Serum.
Yeah,
no,
serum.
No, no, no. No. Well, no. Not the serum.
Oh, okay.
I might go downstairs and buy it, actually. Because I've thought about it.
No, don't buy it from downstairs.
You have a hookup.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
No water. I get on that. And see
you
have all the old man tricks.
No. It's not old man tricks. This is the new. This is how we need
is,
to keep up with this.
That's right.
With these guys.
This young box.
This, them be coming at you.
They steal their girlfriends.
Yeah, I swear. Oh, shit. Yo, speaking about that.
Yeah.
So I had a. So I feel like I have a new mentor.
Okay.
Not new as in she replaced the old, but it's a client of mine. And you know, she's really successful, and you know, she's someone that I value her, you know, opinion and stuff. So, I mean, I've started opening up to her business wise about stuff that I want to do, things that, and she's been really good. She says, "You know what I'm going to say next, though, right?" And I'm like, "Oh no, actually, I don't know." You could get married again.
Wait, she said you should get married again?
Yeah,
dude, I like where this woman is leading you.
Why are you saying that shit? Yo, she also said you need to get married as well.
Do I know this person?
She doesn't know. But I'm diverting to you as well. No, but
oh, she didn't say that.
But no, she didn't.
Of course, good. Because she has sense. But actually, I do.
But
anyway, we'll get into it. I had a conversation with Banky about this. Yeah.
Why I brought it up is, I mean, we joke about it. You
want to marry her?
Fuck no, man. No, what the hell? No.
Oh, I like making it awkward.
I swear you. You're such a prick.
Yeah.
Like my parents might get on my case about this, and I don't budge.
Yeah.
You tease me, whatever. We tease each other.
Yeah.
I don't feel. Oh yeah. But yeah. Okay. We committed to something. Remember, we have to put action on that.
What is that?
Okay, I'll get back to that.
Shit.
But what I'm trying to bring up is that I don't know why she's saying it. I feel like I had a moment where I thought about it. I considered it. I felt like, oh, yeah, maybe I should.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah, but we've always been different on that.
Yeah.
You have. I don't.
Yeah, I think about it all the time. And you are just... But you know the reason why. It's because you've done it.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
You've done it. You've gone in there. You've seen it's not all it's cracked up. And you've jumped out.
And the guilt still runs after me as well.
Oh,
the guilt,
yes.
I feel like
when you were talking about guilt earlier, yeah. I knew that would be one
so
of the...
Yeah, so that's the areas as well. So... Yeah. So, but yeah, but for what maybe because she spoke about it from a very functional standpoint.
Yes, like you need to do this in order to be successful.
Yes.
Yes.
So like you to be more like to get to where you need to get to, you need to be married. Balanced, you need to be settled. Maybe that's why I listened. I felt like I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still came back to the office and I was like,
fuck that shit. Yeah, of course.
But yeah, but it lingered on my mind.
Huh, okay. So other people are telling you. But at the same time, you know, is this person married?
Oh, yeah, she's in her 60s. Is it?
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I was listening to something recently and the person said, I thought about both of us. Mm. The person said, everybody around you is a recruiter.
Mm.
They're a recruiter for their where they are.
So
it's like what we're constantly saying about, you know, the way I like to say it is you can't become a 100 degree person by hanging out with 70 people. True. You know, and so like if you hang out with drug addicts, you're probably gonna try, or at least they're going to try and attract you to that life. And so this person was like, yeah, so if you're around, the person wasn't talking about marriage, but you know, if you're whatever you're around in terms of, it's, you know, it's a concept we all know.
Yeah.
So everybody's a recruiter for their place in the world, and they're trying to pull you in. And I was thinking, and the reason this came to my mind yesterday, I was in the car with my parents and my sister, and we're talking about something, and this ran through my mind, and we're talking about marriage, and I know so many people who have gone in and it just hasn't worked out.
I feel like I want to say sorry.
No, don't say sorry. And in my mind, I was like, Kai, there's no, I had all my friends, all my close friends are successful to some extent.
Mm.
You know, I don't hang out with.
Yeah, yeah, no waste, man.
Yeah, no crap. But like when it comes to that thing of marriage, I feel like I'm getting the real. Why do we always end up talking about marriage?
I know, right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting the real picture.
Yeah,
you know. So
BS.
No BS. No happily ever after nonsense. Like just, like we were saying earlier, being honest with yourself.
Yeah, yes.
You know? So, but at the same time, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. You know.
Yeah, and man, like,
why not? So, which is a terrible reason to get married, but
that's a big thing as well for me. I feel like I just don't want to settle.
Yeah.
That word settle leaves me unsettled.
There's a book, I can't remember what it's called. I'll track down the podcast where I listened to the author of the book talk. But she's worked with like Tinder and Bumble. Mm. Like she knows what works when it comes to relationships. And I need to find that book and read it. And she said one of her slogans is fuck the spark. Like, you know, when people meet each other and they say, oh, I didn't, oh, but you guys were so great for each other. Mm. You know, you have the same. Yeah, but when we met, there was no spark. She's like, fuck the spark. Stop looking for the spark. That we need to view this thing. And this approach to marriage kind of made me, in a weird way, more comfortable with the idea and less comfortable with the idea at the same time.
Oh, shit.
She was like, we need to view this thing in a much colder, practical manner.
Mm.
Stop all this, love BS. There's a reason why arranged marriages last, on average, do better than romantic, you know, marriage. Oh, we met and we fell in love. Mm. All that we often make these decisions.
Sorry, that's a proper statistic?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Shit.
Look at the country of India.
Shit.
You know, like almost, there's this big tradition, even in Nigeria. Yeah, look at Northern Nigeria. All these big, important Northern families that get their kids together. Now, there may be things going on in those households like anyone else's that, you know, but arrangement. So very often, that sort of, the way your mom would choose a wife for you might be the best way. Okay, is she smart enough? Is she nurturing enough? Is she, all the things that your mom, I know, I can see the look on your face. and trust me, I've had, you know, I told you about the experiences last year with people trying to set me up with chicks in Otukpo. but that cold check the box
might just be it.
And then there's this guy who is blowing up everywhere because of the way he talks about women.
I know you are gonna
Kevin
Samuels. Kevin Samuels, my brother's been talking about
it. Oh yeah, dude, Kevin Samuels is a savage.
He's been blasting people, man.
But Kevin Samuels says one of the all this love, yeah. And he's of this school of thought, sort of a more cold, calculated way of choosing a partner. Mm. And of course, you have to put in the romance and all that, but don't be putting it just because...
As the primary thing.
Exactly. Like, after you've made this evaluation and you're, for lack of a better term, convincing someone to enter this almost business-like arrangement with you, you know, he's like, one of the most important things is, forget, does she get my blood moving?
Mm.
And does she get a... Question you should ask is, can I work with this person?
God damn it.
Can I work with this person?
You know the truth for me, though? Yeah. When I meet girls that have that kind of cold approach, it frightens me.
Of course, because you know that's what you need.
That's why you think it frightens me?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Inside your... Like...
Yeah.
When you meet somebody that there's no BS, no all about their shit, you're physically attracted to them because that's a key thing.
Mm.
You're physically attracted to them. There's no BS about it. And you feel like if when we talk, it's real.
Mm.
You retreat a little bit. Like, no, I'm not going there. The reason why I'm saying this to you is because I know exactly what that feels like. It's just like, fam. Ooh. Then you just go back to following nonsense outside.
I swear. So, it's just easier. It's just easier.
It's just easier. So, yeah. So, that's that. And the thing is, I feel like one of the reasons why I say I'll find her. I remember the podcast I was listening to where she was a guest. I'll find that book. I'll try and read that book because I feel like if this thing is ever going to happen, I need to invest in it. It's like everything else. I need to do the reading. I need to do the work. Because if not, man, guy, I'll just continue like this. I'll just continue like this. And I can do this forever.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. How long are we now?
43 minutes.
All right. So, we're going to keep some of the juice
for subsequent episodes.
Yeah. But you guys stay tuned. I think things are going to happen because Kelly and I actually made a little... Come even doesn't seem to remember now, but we're gonna.
I remember now. Yeah,
so okay. We're gonna be going out. We're gonna go on dates.
You said it.
Don't use that word.
He never uses the word date. He hates it. I would back when I actually used to go out with women, and I don't anymore. But
that's so weird.
Yeah, so weird. I used to, you never. So that's a step.
I don't use that word.
That's a step.
That once a girl says that, I'm like,
Oh God, no. What? What are we talking about? So that's a big step.
So we're going to do that.
Okay, good. Let's do
that. And we said it, so let's stay accountable. Let's actually do it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
It's going to be interesting trying to do that during Lent, though.
let's do it after Lent. Because, no. Dude, I'm out of... Well, I mean, in a way, it's a good thing
for let's, to do it. Yeah, so we'll have real conversation. Yeah, we won't drink alcohol, but...
Yeah, alcohol sometimes helps with the conversation.
Yeah,
but,
let them drink some juice, whatever. Yeah. Let them drink alcohol,
no snacks, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of it. So, yeah.
I'm not doing Lent.
Oh, man.
All right, man. On that note, guys, it's been great having you guys. It's been back.
I enjoyed this.
It's great being back on the show.
Yes. And we haven't spoken in a while properly like this. So man,
this is our therapy. This is my therapy. Yeah. Mine is free. And then
I'm way less likely to call for the shrink.
No. Because we spoke. You should.
Way less likely.
But I understand that, but you still should. Guys,
I probably should.
Send a message. Tell him to do it. All right.
I won't see it because I'm not on Instagram. So
oh, yeah.
For Lent. So.
Send it to me.
Yeah, and he'll pass it along.
On that note, guys, peace.